and welcome to another episode of the Daily Dits podcast. I'm your host, Lauren Mitchell. It's Wednesday, the 10th of June. And if you're new here, the Daily Dits is your daily slice of forces life. A peek behind the curtain, if you will, at what our armed forces are up to across the military world. And today, I'm super excited about the guest we have today because with BFPS, we're sort of sent around all these different locations and sometimes you never cross paths. And this is the first time that me and this particular guest are crossing paths. It's the first time I think we've ever spoken and I'm super excited to have her on the podcast today. It's Rachel Price from BFPS Northern Ireland. Hello.
Hello, hello. I know, do you know what? I just kind of hide here in Northern Ireland and, you know, it's very comfortable, but it's so great to finally virtually meet you.
We just have never had an opportunity to cross paths. And even though I've been everywhere with BFPS, Northern Ireland isn't one of them.
No, it's, do you know what? It's too wet and it's too cold here. So I think, you know, it's just, I understand. I get it. It's fine.
So, Rachel, you have been invited to a grand opening of a restaurant in Northern Ireland on Thiepval Barracks. But before we get into that, can you just tell me a little bit about Thiepval Barracks? Who have we got there? Paint up a little picture for me.
Oh, Thiepval Barracks is, it's busy. And I think, you know, we have, it's the headquarters of 38 Brigade. So, you know, Brigade, massive, loads of people. But we've also got 2nd Battalion, the Rifles. This is their home. They moved up here in 2015 from Ballykindler. And we've also got the 2nd Battalion, Royal Irish Regiment, who are reserve. They're here as well. We have got Rimi based here, 102 Battalion. We've also got 54 MI Corps, who's Int Corps. And we've also got 32 AAG, which is the Educational and Training Services branch. So there's a lot of people. And we've also got HMS Hibernia, who are like Navy Reserve. So, I mean, that's a lot of people to have in one camp.
It really is. And once again, sort of two worlds colliding, because I had the pleasure of hanging out with two rifles in the Falkland Islands when they were down there as part of the RIC, which is the Rulements Infantry Centre. So it is nice that we've kind of got that little connection there, because I remember sort of sending you messages and being like, oh, two rifles are here. This is really exciting. Like, let's share content and things like that, which is always nice for when we get to do those kinds of things. And you've been to this new restaurant. Now, what I find really funny is our producer for the Daily Dits podcast, I don't know whether I read this wrong or whether he had actually written this, but when I got sent through the story and things like that, it just said Aris eats Rachel.
I mean, possibly. Well, I would say it would probably be the other way around, to be honest. Like, if there's food, I'm there. So, but it's nice to know that I'm wanted some way.
So tell me a little bit about this Aris restaurant.
I mean, it's kind of the centre of Thiepval Barracks. It has been there for as long as anyone can remember. And when you step into Thiepval Barracks, it is like stepping back in time, but in a nice way. Everyone loves their comfort here. Everyone, it's kind of what you expect. It is home. Nothing ever changes. And the Aris restaurant, if you can imagine going back to like high school, primary school, and you'd have like the big long tables and the small plastic chairs and everything was kind of like that off-white colour. That was the Aris restaurant. But again, it felt comforting and it's been like that for, from what I've been told, over 30 years. So it's homey. And that, well, it was homey.
And it's had a bit of a makeover, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's a part of a huge program called the EATS program, which is a £1.2 million program. And we are kind of the first in Northern Ireland to go through this makeover. And I think it only took them, I want to say about 6 months in total, to bring something from what used to look like a school canteen to something that I don't think I have seen as modernized as this in any kind of camp or base that I've ever been on. It is phenomenal, the amount of work they've put into this.
Oh, so it's nice, brand shiny and new. I bet that must be really, really nice to see, especially seeing as they've spent, did you say about 6 months? Like,
yeah, and the 6 months was longer than what they anticipated as well, because there was a bit of a thing with the flooring. They weren't going to do the floor and then realised, you know what, we probably should do the floor. So that added 6 weeks to the project, but even still was completed in like 6 months, which was phenomenal.
So tell us a little bit about this grand opening. Was there a red carpet? Who did you get to speak to?
There was actually a ribbon cutting, and I love a good ribbon cutting.
The military love a ribbon cutting, don't they?
There's big scissors and everything. That was the first question I asked, was like, are there going to be big scissors? And they're like, yeah, of course. And I was like, I am there. So there were big scissors. There was a big ribbon. The Brigadier of 38 Brigade was there. And, you know, there were so many people that I got to chat to, but I was so, so glad that I was able to have a conversation with the lead contractor for the case. Works for Graham's and his name is Stephen.
Well, probably the biggest thing for me is the overall appearance of it. It was very drab before, but now you've got such a nice lighting scheme. The overall appearance of it is really, really nice, really inviting.
Did you have much kind of creativity with the project? Were you able to kind of be a bit fluid with it, or was it very strict?
To be honest, it was very well designed, in my opinion. You know, like, I know this is radio, but if you could actually see it, it looks really, really well.
And a project kind of as big as this, timescale wise, did it take as long as you thought?
Well, we had a slight delay and we had to replace the flooring, so that added another 6 weeks to the project. So not massive delays or anything like that, you know, it was in around 5 months.
And as someone who's worked on the project from the start, what's it like seeing people finally walk through the doors?
Yeah, a big relief, to be honest. You know, it's I suppose it's been out of commission for quite a few months now, and they've been in a drab temporary servery, but now they come into this beautiful area now, and it's really pleasing.
Hi, I'm Colleen O'Neill and I'm the project delivery manager for DIO Regional Delivery.
So tell me a little bit about the program.
So this project is part of the EATS program, which is being rolled out across the UK in relation to refurbishing junior ranks messes.
And what is the overall kind of projection for this project?
So the main thing is to look at the soldiers' experience when they're actually on the facility and what these dining facilities are like for them. And it's just about trying to improve their welfare and making it a more comfortable, welcoming environment for them to be able to dine and be able to relax outside of their normal duties.
I'm Brigadier Piers Ashfield, Commander of 38 Brigade in the Joint Military Command in Northern Ireland.
For service personnel, the cookhouse is much more than somewhere to grab a meal. It can be the hub of a camp as well.
Absolutely. I think what the team have tried to do here is provide both a modernised dining facility, but also an area where the soldiers can routinely relax, integrated into a sort of more of a coffee shop, social hub feel and vibe, with charging points for phones, really to try and get them out of their single living accommodation to socialise together, and everything that brings for the lived experience for the soldiers, but also importantly the unit cohesion and bonding that ultimately contributes to our warfighting ability.
And I mean, from what the cookhouse was before to what we see today, personally, what are your thoughts on the transformation?
Well, it's probably one of the most modern facilities I've seen of its type, and you know, in defence. So I think, again, we're very privileged in Northern Ireland to be at the forefront of some of that investment. But I'd also add, I think for the Aramark team that work here day to day, this has been a massive improvement for them, and that's really sort of aided their team cohesion and helping them to provide a better service for the soldiers that they serve.
And I know I kind of grabbed you very early on and you've just about had a chance to finish your coffee, but have you had a chance to look around? Is there any bit about, you know, the new serving ports that are in that have surprised you or that you're kind of interested in?
Well, I think one of the interesting developments that the Aramark team are working on is to have this more as a sort of a hub where one can come at any time of the day, where we're traditionally used to sort of set meal times. And I think with some of the commitments that the soldiers routinely have now, that probably feels a little bit outdated and perhaps doesn't suit, you know, everyone's diet and sort of, you know, requirements for whatever performance needs that they require. So I think increasingly it's going to be a sort of more of a grazing style opportunity to cook your own and have something here, you know, throughout the day. Not there yet, but a really interesting evolution to provide that you know, optimum lived experience for our soldiers.
So it sounds like there's even still more to come with this project as well. But what are the soldiers' thoughts on this development, Rachel?
I think everyone was surprised, and I genuinely don't think anyone thought it was going to be as good as it was, and it just exceeded everyone's expectations, to be honest. And I think one of the things I'm most excited about as I was kind of going around, there's like a live cooking station. You know, like if you're in a really fancy restaurant and you can see a chef actually like cooking things and throwing things around and... But they have like different themes on every day. And I was like, I need to come back and have a look at this because that is phenomenal.
Is there space at Northern Ireland for me to join the team? Because I think I quite like that.
Honestly, we've got engineers over this week and usually we're kind of like, let's go out, let's do this. And we thought, you know what, while they're here, let's take them down to the Irish restaurant and see if we can get a bit of this live cooking action, because I think we're even quite proud of this. So I cannot wait to take them for lunch today.
So did you get some free food whilst you were there at this opening?
Do you know what? They kept offering it to me, but because I was so busy talking to people, I didn't even get a chance. But part of the stuff that's still to come is instead of having set meal times, they're wanting to have it a bit more open and a bit more flowy because everybody's job's different. You know, sometimes your lunch might go over or you're working through lunch and you don't make it. They want to make that a bit more open to everyone. So, you know, there's more option to go down after lunchtime per se or breakfast time or dinner time. So I'm hoping that as that kind of starts to get folded into the process, that we might just be able to kind of pop down at some point and just see what's going on and sample everything.
Oh, Rachel, we are two different people, because I would have put free food first, then BFBS second, because I love me some free food. But I do know what you mean, especially when, especially in the military as well, and with us at BFBS, time can so run away with you. So the fact that you've got the opportunity to sort of like come in whenever you'd like to grab something is so helpful.
Yeah. And they are implementing what they're calling like a grab and go station as well. So it's people that maybe are a little bit stretched on time, but they're still able to get healthy, decent food options. There's something they were saying about an app. So while you're in work, you can quickly order on an app. You can go down, scan a little QR code, pick it up, and then go back to what you were doing. There is so much thought that has gone into this and how to just improve the kind of work-life balance and everything for the soldiers that are here. I think it's phenomenal.
This sounds absolutely cracking. Like
yeah.
The military's well and truly moved into 2026.
I know. Like, this program is phenomenal. So the fact that they're doing it with food first as well, I think it kind of calls to all of us, doesn't it? If it's food focused, everyone's like, yeah, you know what? Let's do it. So I think it's phenomenal that we're starting there. And so far already, I don't think I've seen one angry or upset face around the camp since it's been open. Everyone's relatively happy.
Oh, wow. Well, I feel like this is probably like the biggest thing that's happened to Thiepval Barracks in a while from what you were saying in terms of like going back in time. So I can see why people are really happy about it. So obviously we know that you just said there about potentially an app coming in. Do we know what else is sort of happening in the near future at this Aris restaurant?
I know that there is a little side room that they have in the Irish restaurant that they would use for like functions and things like that. They're kind of hoping, because I know around the Forces world, I haven't had the pleasure of visiting them, but a lot of people say when they get posted, a naffy type setting where there's like pool tables and like a chill out place and things like that. They're hoping that to make this room into that kind of naffy setting to, again, it's by the Irish restaurant, it's where all the good food is, and it's right next door to it. And that's going to be sort of the next phase of this project, is to kind of just get soldiers out of their rooms, get them kind of talking to each other, and just having a really nice, relaxed, safe space for them to just enjoy themselves.
Those spaces are crucial, especially if you're overseas or you're visiting somewhere, because you can sometimes get shoved in a four-man room or a three-man room or something like that, and you just want to be out of that space and you want to go to somewhere where you can relax and even call home and family members. And like you said there about NAFI creating these spaces, they are really good at doing that. So I feel like that is definitely going to be a brilliant addition to this restaurant, 100%. So lots of exciting things to come.
Yeah, we're moving into the 21st century and we're all very, very excited about it.
And Rachel, my understanding as well, Northern Ireland Armed Forces Day is coming up in a couple of weeks, isn't it?
Yes, Saturday the 20th of June. It's a week before like the UK national one, but we're all very, very excited for it. Cannot wait.
And actually, ahead of Armed Forces Week, here at BFBS, we're supporting the MOD by asking you to share messages of support to serving personnel worldwide. So if you're a serving soldier, a sailor, aviator, or your friend or loved one is serving, share your message at bfbs.com/noticeboard. That's bfbs.com/noticeboard. It's as simple as that. Tell us what our armed forces mean to you. Well, thank you so much for joining us on today's episode of Daily Dits. I hope you enjoyed it as much as we did. And I've been Lauren Mitchell. I'll see you tomorrow. BFBS.